It's Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. The deep state coup is now live against America. I've analyzed their attack profile and know how to stop them. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast can save the country and stop World War III.
InfoWars, Tim's News, today.
Trump has launched this powerful ad against the demonic hyena, Kamala Harris, and I'm going to lay out the enemy battle plan and how to stop him.
If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris. She's dangerously liberal.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her.
You know, for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
You're confident this border's secure.
We have a secure border.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, they should be able to vote.
I think we should have that conversation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE, and we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She had 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical, and she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No, you know, I think that's fantastic.
All right, my friends, thank you to all the millions of people that are tuning in. And of those millions, just think and decide to share the links from InfoWars.com/show. Real Alex Jones on X of the live feed will reach millions more. Then they'll share the link, and still millions more. And they share the link, and still millions more. And then the 30 million a day we're reaching conservatively becomes 90 million, 150 million, 200 million, 500 million. If we achieve chain reaction, we will defeat this permutation of the New World Order. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday transmission. All right, the public really gets it. Congress gets it. They're openly in hearings saying, we think you sent people to kill Trump. We think you had a stand down. You know, we think the deep state did it. And the monster resigned, and they're in full panic mode. You've got to call them on what they've done, or they'll go to the next leg of what they're planning that I'm going to expose here today. And Trump has put on Truth Social that indeed they did not protect him and tried to get him killed. And they indeed have put up bomb barriers. Now, a quarter mile out from Mar-a-Lago. So I can tell you, because I've talked to him, I'll leave it at that, that the highest level folks in the Trump operation are listening, and their people are listening, and it's not that they even need me to tell them all of this. They pretty much already understand it. But this broadcast is helping form a consensus inside the Trump operation of how grave the situation is. All right. We could talk about where's Biden. We talk about Kamala Harris without ever getting one vote, being basically appointed as the nominee. Will they double-cross her? And the VP pick being run by Eric Holder and Obama, that's all admitted. And then Obama won't endorse her until she submits them fully. We talk about all the new Secret Service information coming out that is the most incredible yet. So incredible that they had literally 30 feet away from the sniper at the next building that was higher, their command center, overlooking the shooter. And the police had been designated to be there but were pulled off. That's all incredible, but those are pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. If you pull back, the puzzle's complete. And we are in the middle of a globalist deep state coup over the executive branch. They already had 90% control, but now they're getting 100% control at the highest levels, positioning their people to then steal the election and then make a tyrannical move against the population and against the MAGA movement that is the main pro-human, pro-America beachhead we have. I've analyzed the enemy attack plan. I know the different avenues they're going down. I know their different strategies. And we are going to expose their operations straight ahead. We will release the plans to the Death Star in 60 seconds.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now. You've got it.
As Americans, I would liken all of us in our political will to being a heart surgeon that was doing an emergency bypass surgery on the Republic's heart. We have to admit that the patient is in cardiac arrest. We have to stabilize them, and we have to fix the heart. If we do not admit the situation we're in, the patient will die. So, we've got all these huge stories, each one of them the top viral news. All four of these stories are 1, 2, 3, and 4 on every metric. And when you look at the stories, the public is not buying anything they're being told, and that's very healthy. You have Biden still missing, going into day 6. Not day 5, it's day 6 now. You have Kamala without one vote being the nominee and supposedly securing it even ahead of the convention. But don't think for a minute they're not going to try to remove her. We've got all the Secret Service news coming out, triple confirming that it was a deliberate stand down and they knew Trump was going to be killed there. The higher-ups that control the situation. We then, on top of that, have all of the other political news taking place. And Eric Holder, who's really one of the prime movers in the deep state, he's a top field marshal. In the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Legion of Doom, you know, he's one of the top guys taking full control of the Kamala Harris White House. The powers of the president have, and I've got all the orders right here, have been transferred into the State Department that runs the CIA. And so the CIA, and I've reposted that on my Real Alex Jones channel. You want to see the order by the people that are in control. They admit Biden is no longer in control. And so now the Republicans and the Democrats are saying, well, if he's not in control, you can't constitutionally just hand that over to other people. There's got to be a 25th Amendment. And then with 102 days or 103 days out from the election, it has to all be officially done and handed over to Kamala Harris. And it looks like that's what they're about to do, but they've already done it administratively outside of law. So this is an epic moment for America and the world. It's an incredibly dangerous moment. And we are seeing the deep state being dragged out into the open in front of the world. Biden was in Vegas last Wednesday, and he's not been seen Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He called in to a Democrat Party event. Sounded like he's on death's doorstep, and or it was AI or something. But we've not seen his face, and he might be alive. Most people think he's dead. I tend to think he probably is alive. But he's basically being held inside that Delaware encampment while the deep state goes around and secures who'll be in what positions, because there was an internal fight in the last 6 months because Biden refused to step down. So the loyalists to Biden are being removed. The loyalists to the deeper state are being put in charge. And while they organize that executive branch coup, the deep state carrying out its coup against the executive branch, they will then, in quick order, organize and launch their plans against Trump and the American people. And that means false flags, terror attacks, more assassination attempts, October surprises, massively expanded wars. It's on. So put up on screen. How many days are we to the election, folks? Let's put this in context. 104 days, 12 hours, 49 minutes, 34 seconds. And if you add on the 79 days when he's president-elect, how many days are we? We'll put that on screen because we need to really think about this. 180 days, 12 hours, 49 minutes, 15 seconds till Trump is sworn in on the south side of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. So they're organizing their unconstitutional coup over the executive, appointing Kamala as the nominee, just as Biden was stole the election 2020, set up their Homeland Security grid against the Patriots, American people, pre-programmed their synthetic race war, tried to kill Trump, tried to take him off the ballot, all the rest of stuff you saw happen. And now they're finishing up organizing that, and they will move into high gear with all the things they believe will destabilize things, create enough fear to keep them in power. If they can't kill Trump in the next 104 days, they already said, starting 6 months ago, 5 months ago, right up until now, the legislation is introduced by Senator Blumenthal and others to have Congress strip the power from President-elect Trump, which he wouldn't have the power yet, or President Trump, to not be able to invoke the Insurrection Act, last invoked in 92 during the L.A. riots by George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, that is a legislative coup against the executive. So they're going to strengthen the powers of the executive if they get their puppet in, but they're also preparing to strip powers and strip powers from the Supreme Court by packing the court and adding a whole bunch of new members that they control. So they've got all these things pre-programmed, ready, and basically in the oven, finishing. And then when they're ready to deliver the meal of tyranny, they pull out the meal and they serve the poison feast. So this is all moving right now at light speed. And we need to analyze the different attack profiles and different dirty tricks they've got. But just remember, if you're a regular listener, you've heard this ad nauseum, but for other listeners who just tuned in, I could play a clip of me 2 weeks ago saying I believe he would be stepping down the 20th or 21st. He stepped down on the 21st, Biden, from the nominee. I said when they try to kill Trump, they'll try to kill Biden or drug him or say he's sick and incapacitated. That happened, the latter. I'm inside the enemy's mind. This is all I do. I went to bed at about 10 o'clock last night, slept till 6 a.m., and did nothing but dream about this. In my dreams, I was working. In my dreams, I was analyzing. In my dreams, I was at my desk the whole night. That's how focused my mind is on this information. I remember my dad telling me when he was going to college and then graduate school and medical school how he was working multiple jobs and doing all that. And when he was in medical school, I was a baby. And how he trained his mind then. He was so focused that he would dream about his classwork and his exams. And of course, he was top of his class everywhere he went. Smart guy. But the point was, is that I was like, really? You? And now I've reached that point. Not at 21 years old, 22, and like he was, but now, I'm not talking about myself here. I'm just telling listeners, they ask how I know this stuff, how I do this stuff. I am now on this 24 hours a day. I could be hiking with my family. I could be cooking dinner, helping my wife cook dinner, and this is all I do. And I can tell you unequivocally that we are in the greatest danger we've ever been. We have a tyranny that has been in control partially since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 with the private banking cartel, 1947, the National Security Act, the CIA being above the law, the Dulles brothers. And then four groups of bureaucrats since then that they trained and prepared for this ongoing deep state that Eisenhower warned us of, and even Harry Truman did, right when he set it up. He said, I've been double-crossed. And this ongoing coup hands the baton to the next generation that they've trained and is an ongoing oligarchy that controls our nation. And now in the year 2024, their surveillance, their censorship, their wars, their open borders, their persecution, their transgender depopulation cult has not just turned the American people fully against them, but has turned the world against them. So they're at the end of their rule, and not soon enough did it come, to quote Yoda. Your rule at an end has come, and not soon enough.
Your arrogance blinds you, Master Yoda.
So we are at that point in Episode 3 Star Wars, where Palpatine has manipulated all these forces to become the dictator, the emperor. And we are about to get no longer a shadow deep state. We're about to get it on its hind legs attacking us like the crest of Bavaria, a bear rampant. And so I will never commit suicide. I love life. And the reason I say that is I make a lot of predictions here, and I make them because that's their trajectory. You know, if you're at the Grand Canyon and you got your GPS, and the GPS says in 100 yards, if you go drive off this road, you're going to drive off the side of the Grand Canyon and fall 4,000 feet. I'm saying turn the car around, stop where we're going over a cliff. I don't make these predictions because they have to happen. I'm saying where we're going. Like if you leave a turkey in the oven, you're supposed to cook it 4 hours. You leave it in there 10 hours, it's going to be burned. The turkey's already past 4 hours here. You got to pull the turkey out. But obviously, I can make predictions about everything else on the trajectory we're on. I personally am having to deal with the understanding that once they kill Trump or remove Trump and stage a bunch of false flags, they're going after everybody. And I mean thousands of people deep. They're going to kill state police heads. They're going to kill governors. They're going to kill senators. They're going to kill congressmen like they already tried at the baseball field and at Senator Rand Paul's house. And without getting into details, they've sent people to get me here, but they failed because of God. So I'm not worried about myself because I chose this mission. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. It's where I want to be. But it is a very deep spiritual and psychological thing to now know that we've come to that point. And the reason I raise that is you need to understand the maximum urgency of where we are. There is a live, open, naked, deep state, Democrat Party, New World Order coup. And in the past, the Republican Party was just as much a part of this as the Democrats. But now Trump and the populist movement and us, the viewers of this show, the listeners, we've got about 70% control of the Republican Party right now. And soon with Trump, we'll have 90% control and it's game over. And we can turn the country around. Now, do you think the bad guys are going to give up? Question. No. Do you think they wanted Trump dead because he was so popular and all their attacks failed before? Now he's way more popular. You think they want him dead more now? Yes. So I chose my life. I chose my trajectory. I chose to be truthful and honorable. I chose to not be a coward. I chose to fight these people because they're evil, and I would never want to serve them. I'm empowered. I am blessed to be in this position. If they kill me tomorrow, which God forbid, I don't want them to, I was a winner. I was an example to others, like Colonel Travis DeAlamo. I stayed the course, and they will lose in the end. But I will assure all of you something. If the globalists cement their control in the next level of the takeover, if it's a fate worse than death, these people are so satanic and scientifically evil, mad scientists, that you are committing yourself to something beyond hell. Hell on earth. So let's be clear. I don't do this because I've got courage and I want to be a hero. I do this because I've studied history and understood the cost, knew what we were up against, and I understand the safest course as a man is to follow the spirit, to follow my guts, to follow my ancestors and be honorable in the belief and knowing that no matter how hardcore it gets, and a lot of us won't make it through this, in the end, we will beat these people. And that's what you need to know if they cyber attack next week, a month from now, and turn the lights out. It could run from just cutting the internet off or part of it off to cutting the lights out. They will do anything. But if they know we know, Brennan, Clapper, Obama, the Rothschilds, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, if they know that we know, like Warren Buffett got out of Bill Gates' operation last year, his wife got out of the operation over a year ago, that we've got top leftists and globalists everywhere signaling now they're out of the fight, they're with us in some cases, because they see which way the wind blows. That's good. Surrender. Because you can beat me physically, and you may be able to beat Trump physically and kill us, but you ain't killing this idea, like V says. Pull up the V video right at the end where he gets killed, but he successfully blows up the bad guys. And he says, ideas are bulletproof. And that's what you've got to understand. I loved it when that little evil demon, former head of the CIA and NSA, we can pull it up, former CIA director under Bush, says number one threat, even worse than terrorists, is Trump supporters. Type that in. It was up there 2 weeks ago. Former CIA director under Bush says Trump support. No, he said Republicans, but he said Trump supporters, Republicans, more dangerous than ISIS, Al-Qaeda. And why did he say that? Well, dangerous to their evil operation. There it is. The most dangerous political force in the world, Michael Hayden says, is Trump supporters. Well, that's true. To their evil system, we are. And he goes on to say they're nihilistic. They don't care about being put in jail or persecuted or killed. It's the opposite of nihilistic. You're the nihilist that only cares about yourself and your greed and your evil and dominating good people. You've got us absolutely backwards. You're projecting who you are onto us. We love people, and we love justice, and we love being honorable and truthful. It's so satisfying that your word means something. It's so satisfying to be honorable and good like my ancestors. And my prodigy, if we defeat this, which I know we will, no matter what happens, we'll look back on what I've done and what Trump's done and what you've done together, what we've done, and they'll be proud of us. And in their time of danger and threat, we'll be examples of what men and women are supposed to act like, So, like I told you a month ago, and I want the archivists to find this, I said it over and over again, when they try to kill Trump, they're going to either drug or kill Biden. And I also said a month ago repeatedly, I said, this is the big one. When they had the feds try to raid this place without a court order and we stood up against them. They had a U.S. trustee and a CRO. The judge fired him immediately when he found out what they did. They think they're the judge. They think that the judge said, Alex Jones is the head of the company. I'm not closing InfoWars. You're fired. But that was because he's a Trump-appointed judge and just followed the law. He hadn't done us any favors either. But he knows what he's up against. The bottom has fallen out of things. And kissing the ass of evil is not going to get us anywhere but in a tomb. You got to stand up against bullies. That's what we're doing here. But I'll tell you this. Yeah, we're reaching a lot of people. That's good. We want to reach more. So take the links, take the articles, and share them like your future depends on it, because it does. America and this republic, and by extension the world, is under attack. And your future hangs in the balance. You're under attack, not just me and Trump. They killed 35 million people with their poison shots. They injected our military and destroyed it. How much worse has it got to get? Living on your knees is where you die. You live on your feet. Here's a V for Vendetta clip. I'm going to walk through all the pieces of this. Go ahead and go to it.
It's time to have a look at your face. Take off your mask.
No. Defiant to the end, huh?
Now, you won't cry like him, will you? You're not afraid of death. You're like me.
The only thing that you and I have in common, Mr. Creedy, is we're both about to die.
How do you imagine that's going to happen?
With my hands around your neck.
Bollocks. What are you going to do, huh? We've swept this place. You've got nothing. Nothing but your bloody knives and your fancy karate gimmicks. We have guns.
Now, what do you have of bullets? And the hope that when your guns are empty, I'm no longer standing. Because if I am, you'll all be dead before you've reloaded.
That's impossible!
Kill him.
It's not a Netflix show, folks. Globalists can set off a nuke any moment, declare a national emergency, and they're coming for you and your families. Decide which side you're on right now. This is it. 1776 Part 2. But we're not up against King George III. We're up against the Satanic New World Order. That we have the high ground, the moral authority. We've got God. And we're not going to stop. You're right, Hayden. We don't care about our lives. We care about ideas. Because ideas are bulletproof. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him, the judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products, all right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com. It's globalist coup against America, now in full swing. Alex Jones has analyzed their attack plan and is exposing it live on air now. We are literally in the second American Revolution, and you are the resistance. Epic headline for epic times, and it's the truth. All right. I'm going to lay out the enemy plan and how we stop it, the different scenarios they're going to pull. And what I believe is coming next, and you notice, unfortunately, we got about a 98% accuracy rate. We're only changing what the enemy was planning about 2% of the time. But I see those numbers starting to shift, and more people understand the full magnitude and the urgency. So we have a good chance now, with the Trump campaign listening and with other folks listening, to stop this. But before I run through all this, I want to talk about the line in the sand and who you are and who we are, who I am. I knew about this 3 years ago from sources very close to Elon Musk, but I left it at that. And I had some very interesting meetings with people behind the scenes. And they told me that they took Elon Musk, I believe it's his firstborn son away, or it's his second, and began sterilizing him. And that California blocked Musk from getting him back or having any control. And Musk has gone public with this before, but he's gone more public yesterday with Jordan Peterson. You see the pain and emotion in his eyes. Like, as a father of a son and three daughters, I can only imagine the anger and the rage. But they took him from just a guy that was a big engineer and a visionary and a maverick who wanted to go to Mars to their biggest enemy other than Trump right now. And so it's important to understand that they will take everything from you no matter who you are. He was the richest man in the world then and still is when they took his son from him as a ritual and killed him. And as a man, as the real person he was, he is dead. And that's why they commit suicide at record rates. It's why they have the highest rates of just every horrible psychological problem is because they get them, they brainwash them, they hurt them, they destroy them, they mutilate them, the boys and girls. And they say, oh, people not accepting you is the reason this happened, when they're the cult with the Priskers and the rest of them that are running this. So Elon Musk says his son is dead thanks to woke mind virus, putting son on puberty blocker. So I was told 3 years ago, and I told you this on air, I said, I don't know if this is true, but I've been told by very well-known people, I'll leave it at that, that Musk is completely pissed off, listens to the show, and is really waking up fast, and is going to go to war with these people. And I'm on record saying that many times on air. Well, now it's happened, and Musk has explained why in a long interview. I watched much of it this morning, watched part of it last night, with Jordan Peterson, with Peterson interrupting and scared that he'll say something nice about Trump and Peterson might get some heat on him. And I'm not against Peterson. He just needs to grow bigger balls. It's much more dangerous to grovel than try to like ride the fence at this point. You got to come all in like Hulk Hogan. I don't care if an engineer, a celebrity, a police officer, a firefighter, a preacher, an auto mechanic, whether you're great or small, rich or poor, your voice and saying the right thing matters, because courage is what? Contagious. Courage is contagious. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Cue up that from Bug's Life, that scene with the grasshopper, please. So, Elon says, look, they took my son, they killed my son. They said, your son is suicidal, sign this paperwork, we're going to help him. And then took him and lied to him about what it was. Well, he was suicidal because they told him you're suicidal because we've confused you because you're going through puberty. You're going through all the stuff that happens when that happens. And that's because you're not really a boy, you're a girl. And they sterilized his son and has horrible health effects. They made sterilization cool. They hid evil out in the open and acted like it was a wonderful thing, like the emperor's new clothes. So you got to ask yourself, if the richest man in the world, and that's on paper, there's globalists and big money that has way more assets than him, but as a maverick, yeah, the richest individual publicly in the world, he would trade the crown back and forth with Jeff Bezos and a few people, but he's consistently the richest man in the world. But if they take your son from you, it's the old saying, would you give up your eyesight for $1 million? 99% of people who are sane would say no. But would you give up your son for all the money in the world? No. The majority of people, the vast majority, would say no. That's normal common sense. So you ask why Elon Musk is becoming so hardcore, and other than Trump is the most devastating force against the globalist, and I'm a far third or fourth, and I'm not trying to be in competition here, but it goes, you can't even say who's more effective. Since Trump got shot, he's bigger than Musk, but I said Trump and Musk are dual right now in their effectiveness. Musk probably more when it comes to the technicals of the New World Order, but Trump, when taking back control of our country and then the world through ideas. The intellectual, you know, success, I mean physical control of the world. And then it's Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan. But the reason this show is targeted by the enemy is we have the deepest analysis and understanding, and then it is adopted by all the other intellectuals that are pro-human. And I don't say that again to brag. We have to recognize why the enemy recognizes that we are, after Trump and Musk, the main enemy is because we don't just have 30 million people listening a day. We have all of the main resistance listening and learning from the broadcast. And I've always said, my goal is to make this so understood and so commonplace that I become irrelevant, obsolete. And we're starting to approach that. But still, when something happens quickly, everyone holds back and hesitates because they're not fully immersed. And that is my only value now to humanity, is that I will come out minute one and tell you what's happening instead of hesitating. Because in a war, you don't hesitate. You make decisions, you're done. And that is why I humbly ask all of you to support this broadcast, to support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, with incredible supplements and nanosilver products and more. Go there, get the products. If you support what we're doing, want to be part of this, plus the great products, go there. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the InfoWars MD supplements. Get the Trump bulletproof shirt. Get water filtration, air filtration. It's all the highest quality, the lowest prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com. And get the products. I don't want to waste more time talking about that, but it's all in God's hands. We won't be taking off the air for 3 months. I said that a month ago, but we've been given more time. I'm not going to get into the details. We've got until mid to late October, and then there's some maneuvers and a good chance we'll continue on after that. Regardless, I'll still be on air, except they're going to do cyber attacks and big terror attacks if the globalists aren't exposed now, and I'll get to that in a moment. And we'll be off the air regardless. So this isn't about me. Like when they tried to have the feds outside of court order shut us down 6 weeks ago, I came in here like a parrot on methamphetamine and probably said it 500 times in a week or more. It's not about me. They're making their move. They're going to try to kill Trump. Then they'll drug up Biden and say he's sick or dying or killing. That happened. This is all I do is track the enemy. I know their tricks. I know their minds. This is what I do. So I don't want to spend all my time repeating that to people over and over again, but that's what gets your attention. You see the clips. We had like, it's not exaggerating. I didn't count it all up. I think like 15 million views on our own channel yesterday, not to mention all the other videos copied everywhere. I couldn't even keep track. Million here, 8 million here, 2 million here, 4 million here, 5 million there, just on X. Of my predictions about Trump, Biden, all of people are like, how the hell does this guy know this? Well, this is what I do. And so listen to me when I tell you, on my children, on my name, on my honor, on everything I am, we are in the middle, and you can see it, and the good news is it's the top trending everywhere. Coup, Biden dead. I'm not saying he's dead, but people just don't buy anything now. But his presidency and the illusion is dead. And the deep state is out in the open, admittedly, putting in an unelected person for you and run by Obama and Eric Holder to pick the VP who Harris better watch out for. And they wanted Hillary. They wanted Big Mike. Newsom is in the running. What they're telling you is never what they're planning. Just like I told you, Obama was behind trying to get rid of Biden a month ago. People said, you're full of it. Here he is supporting him. But all his surrogates attacked him. All of Obama's surrogates attacked him. You don't go off what they say. You go off what they do. Remember that saying? Don't look at what people say. Look at what they do. What did Jesus say? You judge a tree by its fruits. So, we are in the middle of a hot coup of the Democrats ending their civil war and taking full control by the deep state of the executive branch. Ahead of stealing the election from Trump or trying to, and ahead of civil insurrection, civil unrest, they bill as civil war that's race-based. And now that's all begun, and I'll get to that in a moment. But because I mentioned Elon Musk, I'm going to play the clip and I'm going to ask you, what's your line in the sand? Is it your son getting sterilized? Is it your daughter getting killed from one of the COVID shots? Or maybe your wife or your husband? I mean, how much will you take until you realize who cares what people say about you? Who cares about the corporate media attacking you? That's a badge of honor. I don't do this because I'm a hero. I do it because it's the only path out of this. And once you realize, wait, I'm not going to fight the globalists and expose them and speak up and not go along with them because I'm a hero. Talk about you. You're going to do it because it's the safest path. That's why there's not a discussion about this. Why I'm so frustrated. And I really am blessed to have this crew that has stood by us through incredible persecution, publicly and privately. I want to salute and thank the crew. I love you and I appreciate you. Without you, we could do nothing. And I want to salute my family for what they've gone through. You're so amazing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so sad for a lot of other people who don't have a family as good as mine. God, the older I get, I realize that a fine family, good people, strong. But it's time for people to get their act together and realize where we are. But I look into the future for our children, the innocents, the unborn, the born, all of them. That's what a transgenderism is, abortion of someone's future, their genetic wealth, of their family jewels while they're out of the womb. The technician sat back and said, what about the kids we miss? Not enough to poison them and give them GMO and 5G. How do we kill them outside the womb? And that's what all this is. You know, I said I have mainly dreams about work, and that's true. I have REM sleep the whole time I'm asleep. I slept a long time last night, probably 8 hours. And it was a dream start to finish, because I know I woke up a few times, take a piss, drank a lot of water yesterday, iced tea and everything else. And I had dreams last night where I met my beautiful children and I saw them as adults and I saw them as little and I saw them as teenagers and they were children I murdered. It was so haunting but also so sweet. Their spirits I met with last night. But I repent of that. And so whatever happens to me, I deserve it. And I was young and I was stupid. And I paid for, God, I don't know how many abortions. But I'm not proud of those. I'm ashamed of those. And the left always does stories about this one I'm talking about. I said, oh, look, he's a hypocrite. He paid for abortions. Now he's against them. No, it's like saying somebody was a murderer and they got out of prison for 20 years. And now they're a Christian and they're sad and they apologize. That's what I am. I'm a murderer. And I didn't just murder somebody at a liquor store for money. I didn't knock somebody over the head and then they fell down and died. I murdered my children. And I would die right now for any of my four children that are on this third dimensional plane. I can't even imagine killing my children now. And so Elon Musk had who his son would be, his destiny, murdered. And you can tell he feels guilty. He was tricked. At least he didn't do it consciously. Of course, when you're 16, 17, 18, I wasn't conscious. I don't say I don't have guilt. I do, but I it's a blob. It's a baby. You know, it's not a baby. All this. The girls would say, hey, you want to have this baby? You want to get married? You want to, a few times the parents would take me over the house in high school. They'd say, you really ready to have a baby? And I'd be like, I guess you're right. Go ahead and kill it. Boy, I wish I wouldn't have done that now. And I saw my children with each of those women last night. I literally met with them and hugged them, and they forgave me. And they were my children. These were amazing people. Their spirits are with us. And I know I'll be with them And that's all that matters. Because as long as I'm true now, and as long as I'm not a coward now, God has told me in that meeting 26 years ago in that restaurant at 9 o'clock at night when nobody was in there, when I had that hour-long interface with God, that you will take on this operation and you will be persecuted and you will attack the globalists and you will cause a chain reaction and you will be, in the end, destroyed, but your spirit will be preserved and you will be forgiven. Now, do you sign the contract, sonny boy? And you better believe I signed that contract. And I've told you this story for 20 plus years, and back then it sounded crazy, but you've seen it all happen, because let me tell you, the spirit realm is more real than this realm. It's the higher dimensions. And God is 100% real. And you better get on the side of God right now. Or you will be cut off from God, which is a fate worse than death. All right, go to Elon Musk and I'll try to get myself together and go through the enemy plan and what they're going to do and how we stop them. Here it is.
It happened to one of my older boys, where I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so. There was a lot of confusion, I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he.
That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil, and I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison.
That's
so I was tricked into doing this, it wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs, so. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah, I...
All right, I'm, so the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead, killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty. And lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Making some progress. And let them kill your children, folks. Going to give these people everything. And you look at them, Obama, Hayden, Clapper, the Rothschilds, bunch of hunchback demons. So, Eric Holder, that ran Oklahoma City bombing, was the attorney general under Obama, ran Fast and Furious, false flag. Shipped hundreds of thousands of guns into Mexico to ship them back in the U.S. and blame the Second Amendment and all his other crimes. He is now in control of the White House. That's mainstream news. I'll cover it all with the documents, with the articles. And they're selecting who the VP is, who will replace Harris. You know they're going to get rid of her. And the names they've got out could be a distraction, probably are, because who they've been promoting is Hillary and a few others. But it could be one of these other names. But here's a key article came out from Zero Hedge. It's a big article. The censorship boomerang. Madness is rare in individuals, but in groups, parties, nations, and ages, it is the rule. Friedrich Nietzsche. Damn right, Nietzsche. They fooled themselves. The censorship meant to keep regular people in the dark. Instead, it blinded the pseudo-elite censors and their friends. Excellent article. I'm tempted to read the whole thing on air, because it explains what I've talked about. It's just a truth. We're all seeing the same thing. They live in their own siloed bubbles, the globalists do, and they censor everything out of those bubbles and think they're censoring it all out, and the opposite's happened. They've lost. I went to California to cover Bohemian Grove for almost a week. I was on connecting flights everywhere. I probably shook 500 hands in the airports, on the ground, in California, and had one guy come up and get in my face. Flying back to Austin with a UT shirt on, an older gentleman, probably 65. He said, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself." And I said, "I love you." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "I love you. Whether you wake up or not, I love you." He started accusing me of all this bad stuff. And I said, "Listen, the fact that people that are mind controlled like you don't like me makes me feel really good." He goes, "Why does it make you feel good?" He couldn't make me feel bad. And I said, "I have integrity, buddy, not the fake image of me that you think." He kept following me up to the gate. I was getting on the plane. He got on the plane with me. And right in front of him, three people go, "We love you. We love you." A black guy, a white guy, and a lady all hugged me. And the guy literally started crying. Because I'm getting on the plane and he's in a later part getting on. So he comes up while I'm in line to the side and starts talking crap for about a minute. And then all of a sudden, I've got three people hugging me, a black guy, a woman, and a white guy, white lady. "We love you. We love you. We think you're amazing." I'm like, "I love you too. Let's take pictures." Ha, ha, ha. And then we were already almost up to it. The boarding people, you know, they scan your ticket. They were laughing at the guy. And the lady, I forgot the fourth person, the Asian lady goes, "My son loves you too." It's like Fight Club. They think they've hurt me. And this guy is watching me be hugged right when he attacks me. And it was just like, dude, don't you get it? You love the establishment that launched all the WMD wars and the millions of dead and the crime and everything, and you point at me and tell me I'm immoral and I'm a bad guy and I care what you say? Dude, if you said, "Hey, I heard you killed your kids," I'd say, "Yeah." I'd start crying and tell him he was right. But everything he accused me of, I didn't do. I am proud of almost everything I've done but killing my kids. In my life, I've been a really decent overall person, except I've murdered probably 10 children. And I'm not proud of it. It's the opposite. But I will admit that I'm a sorry piece of crap. And I've got pittance to do, and I'm doing it right now. But I know, because we've seen the numbers, we've got millions of women to not kill their babies. And in the balance, that's what I was supposed to do. But I'm the one that pays not knowing those children. I'm the one that didn't get to meet them. I'm the one that didn't get to spend time with them and go fishing with them and cook them their breakfast. I hurt myself when I did that. I can't say sorry. We're going to win. And like Martin Luther King said, I may not be with you there on the mountain, but we're going to get there together. Hour number two, I'll lay out the enemy battle plan straight ahead. Stay with us.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.